Delaware has changed course and will now allow its medical marijuana licensees to apply for conversion licenses so they can grow weed to supply the coming retail market. WHYY's Chris Barish explains.
Bill Rohrer is an owner of The Farm, which cultivates and sells medical marijuana and makes edibles. He's been itching to start growing for recreational users and appreciates that lawmakers approved a bill that could let him put seeds in the ground in November.
This was the goal we were hoping for, but we find ourselves in somewhat of a perplexed situation. We're excited about the growth, but it's a very daunting expansion and need for capital investment. That's kind of the dilemma that we're in.
The growing licenses will cost $200,000 apiece. Retail and manufacturing have a $100,000 fee. State Rep. Ed Ozinski says the conversion license will let retail stores open as soon as April. Without them, he says that might not happen until 2026.
People that are aware of what it takes to get into this industry realize cultivation's the toughest. It's a bigger investment because you need to put all the infrastructure in, such as lighting, ventilation. It's quite an endeavor, and it takes more time. Unlike just opening up a retail store where you just find a location within a shopping area or whatever, and you put in some shelving and some security, and you could pretty much get going.
But Zoe Patchell of the Delaware Cannabis Advocacy Network says lawmakers gave Delaware 6 medical providers an unnecessary edge.
It creates special unfair competitive advantages for 6 exclusive businesses by creating guaranteed vertically integrated licenses that are not offered to any other new business applicant.
It's been legal for Delawareans 21 and over to possess up to an ounce of weed since April 2023. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.